Class 6, Subject Geography, Topic Water Bodies, Oceans and Seas. In the last chapter, we have studied about the major landforms of the world, and in this chapter, we will be dealing with the large bodies of water, which are oceans and seas. These are a part of the hydrosphere, which is one of the four realms of the earth. To start with, what is hydrosphere? It is the part of the earth's surface occupied by the water bodies. An ocean is a large body of salt water and it covers nearly 71% of the earth's surface and contains almost 98% of all water on the earth. We have five main oceans. They are the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Southern Ocean. These oceans do not have any real borders and water flows freely between them. Smaller parts of these oceans are seas, gulfs, and bays. Next, we shall know more about the ocean life. As we all know that living beings are present in all levels of Earth's surface, ocean plants grow much close to the surface of the water as they need sunlight for their survival, and sunlight penetrates the water to only about 200 meters. Numerous one-celled ocean plants which drift with ocean currents are known as phytoplanktons, and the tiniest animals are the zooplanktons. Apart from these, there are thousands of other types of animals in our oceans, and the blue whale is the largest one. Now, how are oceans important? Oceans are important to the life on Earth. They are a great source of food for people around the world. They provide minerals, oil, and natural gas. Phytoplanktons and algae create much of the world's oxygen. They also keep climates stable by storing heat from the sun. Ocean currents have a direct impact on the climate of a place. Like for example, warm currents bring warm weather and rainfall, whereas cold currents ensure dry climate. However, oceans are in danger at present as people pollute them by dumping poisonous waste and garbage. Pollution reduces oxygen level in the water and harms the ocean life. Overfishing and oil spills are also certain contributing factors to harm the ocean life.